short poems from about 20 years ago. First one, Villanelle for Comus Hale Bob. Back in the, something like the mid-90s, there was this comet. So this is a tongue-in-cheek piece about that. Hale Bob, you're driving him crazy. Since the night you came into sight, his focus is blurred, his horizon hazy. Once so active, he's now a bone lady. To catch a sight, he's up all night. Hale Bob, you're driving him crazy. Complaints galore from his wife daily. He sleeps all day, slowly gets tight, his focus is blurred, his horizon hazy. He was lent a book on Edgar Casey. The comet prophecies gave him a fright. Hale Bob, you're driving him crazy. Hail these tales of your tale erasy. The companionship hidden by your light. His focus is blurred, his horizon's hazy. Everyone says he's getting spacey. Way gone on a millennial Skype. Hail Bob, you're driving him crazy. His focus is blurred, his horizon's hazy. Now, the interesting thing about this is, little did I know, at the same time I was writing that, the cults in San Diego, Heaven's Gate, were committing mass suicide because of this comet and the companionship and all this stuff that I was hearing. Because of people, it's strange how that works out. The second one is a ditty for my children back in about the mid-80s. Have pen, will travel. To travel space or time, pick up a paintbrush or a pen. Poem or picture, song or story, dare to begin. Aoife took her pen for a walk, then it took her instead. It seemed it began to talk. She followed where its journey led. It became Aladdin's killing, flying Caroline off to Samarkand. Better than a Disney film. Shout Kazam to make it land. Next, it was a time machine, flashing to an ancient time. Watch out, said Dez, that mammoth's mean. 10 tons of steak, all prime. Then time warping years ahead, on a science fiction roll. Sean was spun out of his cozy bed to score the galaxy's winning goal. So to travel space or time, pick up a paintbrush or a pen. Poem or picture, song or story, dare to begin.
Thanks very much. Next up we have Aidan O'Shea, is it? Aidan O'Shea, do you know?
For those of you that are not from Cork, at the northern end of Patrick Street stands the clock, Mangan's clock, okay? This is about Mangan's clock. Thanks for asking. Yes, I'm still standing, or rather standing still, as my north face says 8:15 and my south one 3:45. Nobody winds me up anymore. Tells me their secrets. Or looks at the position of my hands. They're too busy fiddling with their apps, or flicking through the remnant rails at Marks and Spencer, where Magnets used to stand. I have my memories of other days, of floods and fires, of hunger strikes, black flags and black and tans, All-Ireland teams, Jack Lynch and JFK, and lovers too, who met and broke it off beneath my gaze. Acceptance is a part of growing old, and so I am content to be an exclamation mark, a peeing post for dogs, a passing witness to the cavalcade, no longer keeping time with the beating heart of Cork.
Thanks very much for that. Very observant poem, I thought myself. I'll admit to correctly fought the revenge, Louis Mulcahy, the world.
first one is it was written after the RTE Symphony Orchestra played in a community hall. It was actually a swimming pool, covered over swimming pool, outside Tralee. And she was the most beautiful girl on earth playing the violin. She was about 19 years of age. She was completely smitten. And it made me think of her situation at the moment. Violin Concerto in E minor. Mendelssohn under white light, a 19-year-old waiting with heart beating to the maestro swaying before coming in on a rising phrase of a tunnel of tone that climbed through the swirl of seasons. Did the recklessness of youth play a part in her success? Silence under white light, a 19-year-old waiting with heart beating to the maestro sway before going out on a diminishing phrase of tunnel of tone that fell through the swirl. Did the recklessness of youth play a part in his failure? And Niall had a bit of an there, so luckily I had a little bit too. Two bit of an Tragedy at Villeneuve, Romania, 1962. I was there and came onto a group of gypsies in an encampment, and they were playing music, etc. Tragically Villeneuve. Round and round we go, my head is reeling, feeling brightly from your red lips, wild sound. Reeling round I go, your hair is streeling. Streeling, streeling, campfire rapture feeling, damp breast revealing as the rhythm hounds. Round and round we go, my head is reeling. Reeling, reeling from fast motion stealing, all sense of feeling as my head it pounds. Reeling round I go, your hair is streeling. Pure joy in the night, abandoned seeming, wise, tightly bound, so fast we dance the rounds. Round and round we go, my head is reeling. You pull me closer, our passion steaming, tonight will be our night, the gunshot sounds. Reeling round and go, your head is streaming. Down we fall so slow as life is streaming. From your still heart laid low, no pulse is bound. Round and round we go, my head is reeling. Reeling round I go, your hair is streaming.
Now all the way from the west, evening at Cadi Nivellum, the dog. Darren John.
The poem I Have Your Mom Ra, I don't have a translation of the poem. The title is the name Mom Ra was a pre-Celtic god, they believe. He was incorporated into Druidic beliefs, and but my interpretation of him is as the direct translation is slave to the wheel, and I think of him as the person who sort of controls the one who's up has to go down, and the one who's down has to come up. And Mora, put a tea to my heel, a scoobin go real to my chutzum wing. I'm carrying the down slugger to back winner, a mach to dine up to the bookman. Then into salmon buoy at my chit bruige, current to insane tricera in my closet, shoal into hours and rub blue in my sligging. Shine into parts on your body who beam them. And it made so, gach, tuch, tacht, and scorn off, Pater and Pape Roger, Roger on Trinur is on Sun, a Haring Ether and Nisme, erupt the Hunters. Pater Erzahulen Lufer me, is written to them on Hasses and Ergos Briul, Gomrishin Mahoire, Nicolahini Erenjoyd. And this one, Seal Hatta, is the title of it, and it's all of us can find ourselves bound by other people somehow. Our lives controlled, and sometimes it's for some people it's more physical, for other people it's a mental thing. Some people, it's more feasible, they have a way to deal with it, and others feel completely helpless. Seir Krapa. Hastig uit gomendig balas. Kveris glas en rubiam. Hastig uit gomendig balas. Runus mosluris. Hastig uit gomen poet Claudius Mohuila. Hastig uit gomen sucker he is Evan Stone. Gunbugger. Gunbugger.
Next up, we'll have an Nobel regular, please. James Harrington. Dolphins sport and jump the queues.
We do enjoy a great rapport. We're hunters on aquatic range. We've no desire to walk ashore. We know we never want to change.
Next up, Team Episcopal, please.
Spring greens and early sprouting broccoli and broad beans in the autumn to see us through the spring. This year, I will build a windmill to pump the well, a greenhouse, rainwater collectors, and a chicken coop. I will chop wood and dry. I will chop wood to dry and stack Hinman. I will buy a stove, find a fleet of bicycles, or maybe get a pony. This year, I will get a gun license and a gun. I will train the pup to hunt. This year, I will hoard tools, stock sugar, salt, and flour, stash candles, soap, and shampoo, collect useful tips, DIY books, survival manuals, gather sorrel, blackberries, elderberries, and sloe, save cardboard and lumber and bits of wire, amass tables and such, store vegetables, freeze fish and game, stockpile ammunition. This year, I will gather my loved ones around me. I will sit on a chair by the door with the gun in my lap and the dog at my feet and wait.
Overpowered, sometimes by friends forsaken. and when my boat was at the top, I still was most mistaken. And then so harassed and tired at last with fortune's vain delusion, I dropped my schemes like idle dreams, and I came to this conclusion. The past is dead, the future's hid, it's good or ill, I'm tragic, but the present hour is in my power, and so I will enjoy it.
Carrie don't follow that, but somebody's got to do it. Ciarán McMahon, please. McCarthy.
Ciarán McCarthy. Thank you. How do you go, Mark?
How's it going, baby? Didn't think I'd see you here. Didn't know you came here on Friday. Can I get you a beer? When'd you start smoking? Sure, I've got a match. If your hand's on the handle, my door's on the latch. If you wanna know how I'm doing, just look at my 100 smiling pictures. But if it seems like I'm hurting, that's probably 'cause I am. When you're hanging in limbo and you head further south, what is it that they call that again? 'Cause this could be heaven or this could be hell. I think it's the latter, I can tell by the smell of the perfume you're wearing and the look on your face. Says that you've lost the battle and that I've lost my place. Sorry if I'm bitter, that's just how it takes. I'd say that I'm fine, but there are words you don't waste. Does he still warm your heart? Does he still make you smile? Or did you settle for comfort? Has it been a while since you felt that passion and you felt like you know that nothing would bloom from the seeds we would sow? Yes, sometimes I see them, but they all look the same. They sit at the bar and they ask me my name. Yeah, girl, I'm still single, can make 3 out of 2. And if they've got something special, they just remind me of you. And if the feeling aches and twinges, call me king of the fringes. Cause that's about as close as I'll get to your heart. I'm sorry that you're crying, baby. I didn't mean to provoke. But you know what they say, a young girl shouldn't smoke. Oh, you know what they say, a young girl shouldn't smoke. Whoa!
Maybe. So, we'll conclude the evening now with tonight's open mic winner. Say pipe mark winner.
How quickly they forget.
This is a cover from a lady called Edith Sitwell. Rising in the 1920s and 30s. Very English, upper class, spoiled aristocracy, fringe, lunatic fringe, got together with the composer William Wharton, and one of his works was called Facade. She wrote the words for that. This is one of the poems from that, which was written with music. It's hard to decide whether to recite it the way it was written, or sorry, the way it was performed, which was a full galloping tempo, at which point you lose all the meaning, or to say it slowly. Maybe I'll do both at just once. It's called Hornpipe. It has various characters in it, like Queen Victoria and Captain Fracas, and Prince Albert. There's a squirrel in there. Lady Venus is in there, and Sir Bacchus. I think it was. It's about the ocean, but at the same time, it's written in a an Edwardian nursery playroom, because there's hobby horses, and it all gets quite confused, and it's completely insane. Sailors come to the drum out of Babylon. Hobby horses foam the dumb sky. Rhinoceros drum, watch the courses of the breakers, rocking horses, and with Glaucus, Lady Venus, on the settee of a horsehair sea, where Lord Tennyson and Lawrence wrote a Gloria freely, in a boreadic iceberg in Victoria. She knew Prince Albert's tall memorial, took the colours of the floreal, and the boreadic iceberg floating on, they see new arisen, Madam Venus, for whose sake from far came the fat and zebrate emperor from Zanzibar, where fat golden bouquets lay far Asia, Africa, Cafe, all lay before that shady lady by the fibroid shower. Captain Fracas, stout as any water butt, came, stood with Sir Bacchus, both of drinking the black tarred grapes of blood plucked on the tartan leafage by the fury wind whose grief age could not wither like a squirrel with a gold star nut. Queen Victoria, sitting shocked upon the rocking horse of a wave, said to the laureate, "This minx, of course, is blacker, deeper than the drinks, and quite as hot as any Hottentot without remorse. For the drinks," said she, "and the minx, you can see, are as hot as any Hottentot, and not good for me."